Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1. As you're turning, and if you're watching us on the internet, you'll know about my glasses and the fiasco I've gone through with glasses. You'll notice today that I have another pair on today. These are real ones. Now, 3 weeks ago, the pair I had on, I couldn't hardly even see that you were out there. And then last week, I went and bought the biggest cheaters you can buy. And some of you went from looking like you were 200 pounds to 400 pounds. These are brand new ones, and I'm not sure what I'm seeing right now. I put them on for the first time this morning, and the first person that I saw was Mike Fletcher. And I knew if Mike Fletcher still looks like the Mike Fletcher I thought he looked like, my glasses are working. And Mike, you still look like the old Mike, so I think they're working. But still kind of adjusting to looking up and down and all around. And Jimmy, you got glasses on. I don't think I've ever seen you with them on. He may have been wearing them and I didn't notice them. But I'm seeing new things every day, so bear with me if I get up and down and doing all this. This is supposed to fix the problem. Here in a couple of weeks, I'm supposed to be seeing real, real good. So I'm excited about that. Kim, you were beautiful then. Boy, you look even better today. I'm telling you what, right on. Leave these things on. Yeah, I'm going to leave them on. Ben, son, ain't helped you. I'm still trying to find the right pair to do something with that. All right. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1. Ephesians 6, 1 is one of the most familiar verses in the Bible. Here's what it says. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Mother's Day is a national holiday specifically geared to honor motherhood. It's celebrated with flowers, cards, presents, favorite foods, and most moms just like the fact that you just want to go spend some time with them. Many children attend church. We have people that attend other churches that are here today. And as much as I would like to say they're here to see me, that's not the truth. They are here today to honor their mom. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. But today, I want to preach on what our mothers should expect from us. What our mothers should expect from us. By the way, you say, what age should they be expecting this? As long as they're your mother, they should expect this. Okay? You know, we get this idea when we turn 18 or we turn 21. The other day, Peyton turned 18 and she began to talk to me about how she's grown and how, you know, certain rules and this and that and these those. I said, well, good. I said, because that means you're paying half the rent. And when you pay half the rent, you're half in charge. Until then, you're not in charge. You're still my kid. And she laughed because she ain't going to do that. She knows her dad wouldn't make her do it anyway. But here's the deal. 18, 21, and then you get older and you marry, and there are some things that change about your life. And biblically they change, but there is one thing that does not change. And it doesn't matter if you're 18, you're 21, you're 31, you're 52 like myself, whatever. If you still have your mother, you are to do these things as long as the Lord allows you to have your mother. As I begin my sermon today, I know that Mother's Day is a fun day for a lot of people in here. And for that, I'm grateful. And I hope it's a fun day. It's an exciting day spent with someone that you love. I also realize that I'm a pastor to a diverse congregation. And I know there are many of you here today that miss your mother. And Mother's Day is very hard. I know members of my church that are here 51 weeks out of the year that just cannot attend on Mother's Day. It's too hard for them. I understand that. And I get it. I also know some of you here today, one dear friend of mine, will be celebrating their first Mother's Day without their mom. So I know as I preach today about mothers and enjoying mothers and doing things with mom today, it's a little heavier for you. My prayer for you is that this will still be a good service and that your soul will be flooded with wonderful memories of the time that you spent with your mothers. What should mothers expect? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Here's the first thing they should expect. They should expect obedience. We should obey because it's the right way to act. It's the right way to act. Now, I mention this first because some parents may not have done a good job in your life teaching you how to obey. And I understand that. You say, Brother Jeff, that concept's kind of foreign to me because my parents didn't teach me quick and quiet obedience. And that's okay. You're not responsible for what you're not taught until now. Now you're being told what obedience is all about. Here's what you're to do. You are to honor and you are to do what your mother asked you to do. You understand that? Say amen. Amen. I'm grateful for my upbringing for many ways. I didn't have a perfect upbringing. I try to raise my kids in the way they should be, but perfection will never be reached. Only the Lord is perfect. We all make mistakes. I am very, very grateful that I didn't have a choice whether I obeyed my mother or not. That's not the way it worked in my house. You had a choice. You could disobey, but let me tell you what was going to happen when you disobeyed. Consequences that you didn't like. And that didn't just go from the ages 1 to 5 or from 1 to 10 or 1 to 15. As long as I was there, I saw that, Barry. You've been on that end. You know what I'm talking about. The times when you did things wrong, by the way, it was a mother and a dad that loved me who did things to give me reminders to learn to obey. I can remember my dad saying, one day, Jeff, you'll have to answer to a boss. You'll have to answer to people in life where you have to do what you're told. So you're going to learn how to obey, and I'm going to teach you, and I'm grateful for that. But I don't take for granted that everyone was trained in that way. By the way, if you're a parent here today, it is your job to teach your children quick and quiet obedience. You're responsible for that. You're the one that's responsible for enforcing that. You need to teach them that. But our mothers should always expect obedience. You know what Solomon, anybody know who Solomon was in the Bible? Simple way to remember Solomon, many ways, but the most simple way is this. The wisest man on the earth. The man who asked God for wisdom when he could have had anything. You know what Solomon said? Told his son, do not forsake the law of who? Your mother. That's exactly what the wisest man said, Randy. He said, do not forsake the law of your mother. Luke chapter 2 and verse 51, listen to what the Bible says. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all those sayings in her heart. Even Jesus obeyed his mother when he was growing up. I don't want to get ahead of myself because I'm going to talk about respect in my next point. But some of you may sit here today and you may say, Brother Jeff, I don't really want to get into this, but I'm not so sure that my mother is the kind of person that you want to obey. Some of you may have had a bad experience with your mom. Moms are not perfect, and I'm not going to get up here and preach today that they are. They're human beings, and they make mistakes. Every mother in here would nod their head and agree. Amen? We make mistakes. But if you want God's blessings on your life, honor and obey your mom. Just do it. Let God sort out the rest. Obey your mom. I'm not saying you have to agree. What I'm saying you have to do is you have to obey. Our mothers should expect obedience. The second thing our mothers should expect is respect. Ephesians 6:2. This is interesting. When I learned these verses, I learned Ephesians 6:1 and then Ephesians 6:2. And if you read it on the cuff, you just think, well, it's the same thing, and it's not the same thing at all. Ephesians 6:2 says this, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. You can obey and still not honor. Like I just told you earlier how I was raised, it wasn't an option of whether or not you obeyed. You were going to obey whether you liked it or not. That's just how it worked. But a parent can make you obey, but a parent cannot make you honor. That is a decision that you have to make yourself. Our mothers deserve honor. The Bible said it's the first commandment with promise. Now, when you read that, what is the promise? That you can be blessed and live a long life if you show respect. Our society today and in our time today, respect is null and void. People don't respect their parents. They don't respect teachers. They don't respect themselves. They don't respect co-workers. They don't respect authority that God has put into their lives. All this movement of defunding and getting rid of the police. Well, I don't want to live somewhere where there's not police. Amen? They're human beings. Do they make mistakes? Oh, of course they do. And when they make a mistake, it's like a preacher. It gets on the front of the news. And if they make a mistake, they ought to pay for a mistake. I'm not saying they shouldn't. When they make a bad mistake, you pay. But let me tell you something. They are put in our lives by God to be our authorities. And if you're someone that just reads the internet or you're someone that just looks at a couple of bad instances, I want to tell you something. You need to honor those men and women whose sole job and their whole job is to do nothing but protect you and make you safe. That's not what they're being taught today. People are being taught to mistreat them. People are being taught that they're not good for our society. That's a lack of respect, and our society is paying because we have no respect. Suicide is rampant. And I have people in this church that have had their families touched by suicide. And as I say what I say, understand my heart. You know my heart. I know how sad and how difficult it is. But suicide is a lack of respect for oneself. They're not thinking about other people. They're not thinking about the devastation that is left behind. And you say, Brother Jeff, that's tough preaching. That's preaching that needs to be done. If you're thinking about that today, you need to understand the devastation. It's a lack of respect for oneself. Today we talk about mothers, a lack of respect for mother. I know things I have to catch myself sometimes. People will say to me, what does your wife do for a living? And, you know, I'm talking to someone professional when I'm talking to them. Usually the answer is, she's a stay-at-home mom. She homeschools my kids. It's almost like you say, she really doesn't have a job. Well, let me tell you something right now. I'll keep doing two jobs, and I'll pick up a third before I want to touch the job that she's doing. She has to run everything and everybody and all that goes on in that house. She deserves obedience and she deserves respect. The other night we were sitting in our house. And I only share these things because I want you to be able to use them with your family. My family is a great family and we have a good time. And I even told my wife last night how blessed I am to have the children that I have. My kids are good kids. My kids are not perfect. And here's this little thing that was going around to Pritchard's house, and I've been watching it for about a week, and I finally got lit over it. Let me tell you something. When somebody talks to you, you put down your phone, and you listen to what they're saying, and you answer them. I got sick and tired of people saying, did you hear me? And going over stuff over and over and over again. You stop what you're doing. You look them in the eye and you answer them when they talk to you. You know what that's all about? That's not one of Jeff's stupid little rules. I don't like rules. It's all about one word, respect. It's respect. It's the same way when I'm working my other job. I don't answer my phone to talk to you when I'm working and talking to a customer. I'll get back to you and I'll get with you as soon as I get in my car. But I owe respect to that person that I'm talking to. They've given me their time. They've allowed me to have a platform. I owe them respect. So I don't answer the phone. I don't text and I don't do all that. I'll get back to you later. It is a thing. It's respect. Mothers deserve respect for the position that they have. They're there to make the family work. They're the balance in the family. A lot of times, they are the family. I was joking with Randy before church this morning. And as men, we all like to chomp on this head of the household thing and talk about how we're head of the household. And we do have responsibilities and we have work. But the real matter of fact is, who runs the house? Kim does, and my girls are thinking, if Jeff ran the house, there ain't no telling what would go on in that house. She deserves respect. She deserves honor. Honor and respect go hand in hand. In a society that teaches disrespect, in a society that teaches you to share your opinion and to feel however you want to feel and believe whatever you want to believe, well, if you want to put something in your belief file that will help you today, honor and respect your mom. Amen? Amen? I went out with my mother for Mother's Day. And with COVID, I have not spent hardly any time, just a few minutes with my mother in the past year. And I finally talked her into going out to the catfish house Friday. And I love being around my mother. I'm like my mother. My sisters are like my dad. I'm like my mother. Me and my mom are more of a kindred spirit and have more of the same kind of style with how we do things. But we got done eating and everything, and we were leaving. I put my arm around her, and I said, Mom, love you. Anything else? No, I don't want anything else. She said, I said, well, I love you, and I always enjoy spending time with you. And I left. I got in the car because Kim had to go. She went shopping, and I went somewhere else. And I got to thinking, you know, my mother's going to be 75 years old in August. And she's in pretty good health. But I don't have no guarantee of year 76. When you start getting to 75, and those of you that are 75, I'm not saying this to scare you, but, you know, 70 in the Bible, you got your 70. I look at everything else as borrowed time. I really, really do. It's all extra. And I just stopped when I was in my car, and I thank God for the mom that I had. A mom, I thank my dad that I was raised with a stay-at-home mother. My mother packed my lunches. My mother did my laundry. My mother was there for every game, was there for every need. My dad worked, and she took care of everything else that I needed in my life. And I stopped, and I thank God for the mother that I had. And my mother is due respect. I don't disrespect my mother now because she doesn't deserve to be disrespected. I thought in my life about my wife. I remember when I first got married, when Mother's Day came, because I married with instant kids. Y'all figure that out later. I'll try to explain it to you. But here's the deal. We got to Mother's Day, and Kim was asking what we were going to do on Mother's Day. I said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, you and me. I said, well, you're not my mother. I said, I'm going to go call my mom, see what mom wants to do, and I'll come back. If you want to go see your mom, I'll go with you and go see your mom. And I got that look, the one that I've gotten about 5 times since I've been married, and it was one of those, like, you just said something really stupid. And I didn't realize it. And we got into a discussion, and I said, now, Kim, here's the deal, babe. We just had Valentine's Day, and that was for you. This is about my mother, and you are not my mother, and I don't want you to be my mother. I got a mother. And I could tell I hurt her, and I sat down and I thought, now, you know, I was right about that, wasn't I? And I went to Todd, dumb. And he agreed with me, I guess, because he's my friend. He said, well, yeah, it just kind of makes sense. Of course, he knows better now. Now I decided to branch out into more intelligence. And someone that was married, and they said, not sure you handled that right. And here's the deal. I said, well, if I didn't handle it right, I want an explanation of how it's not right, because I took care of her on Valentine's Day. I'm not for skipping and not doing all that stuff. Now, I get it completely. You know why? What would I do without the mother to my kids? My mother loves my kids. She don't want to raise my kids. And that position is to be honored to my mother, my living mother, and the mother of my children. Amen? Obedience and respect. Let's go on. Simple sermon? For most, so far, yes. Maybe not everyone, but so far, yes. Let's go on. They deserve obedience. And they deserve respect. And they deserve affection. Mothers deserve affection. Now, don't say it out loud, but there may be somebody here today says, what's that? So I'm going to help you. Guess what some mothers just want today? They don't necessarily want your food. I think you ought to give them the food if they want it. They don't necessarily want a card. If they want a card, get them a card. They don't necessarily want a gift. I've never met a mother in my life that didn't like a good old squeezing hug. Right on? Right, moms? Help me out. Say amen. You're allowed to do that in the Baptist church when the preacher calls on you, okay? Say amen. Amen. You like a hug. Show some affection. They want a hug. Gifts. Those of you that watch football, it's a fascinating thing. They pan the sidelines and they find this guy who scores the go-ahead touchdown. And I've seen it 1,000 times. A man. And they'll put him on and they'll joke or get in front of the camera and You know what he turns around and says? Love you, Mom. Knowing full well most moms are not watching football. Knowing full well in most of those cases that the dads have been the ones that have pushed football. The dads have been the ones that have been in the football game. But you know what they always say? Love you, Mom. I don't know I've ever heard one time a football player turn and say, love you, Dad. They always say, love you, Mom. You know why? Moms love Dad. Moms want to hear, love you, Mom. Moms want to hear, I appreciate you, Mom. Moms want to hear, I miss you, Mom. Moms want to hear, when you do this, do it on the low. I miss your cooking, Mom. Don't say that in front of your wife. You are destined for serious trouble. But I'm saying, when you're with Mom, tell her, you miss her cooking. Show some affection. They deserve affection. You know who you show affection to? You show affection to people that you have feelings for. They deserve affection. Mothers should expect wisdom. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 1. The proverb of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. A foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Our mothers should expect wisdom. Lots of wisdom can come from advice that mothers want to give you. Children, it never hurts to sit down with your mom and ask your mom's opinion about something. You can be married and still do that. You can still say, hey, Mom, I just want to knock this off of you for a second. What would you do if it were you making this decision? Grown men, sometimes sit down with your mom and say, Mom, I need some wisdom on how to handle things. You know, they've been there and done that. Wisdom. And they deserve wisdom. They don't deserve heaviness from a wayward child. Many mothers today have a broken heart, not because of something that they've done, not because of something that's going on in their marriage, but because of something that is going on with their children. And it's weighing on them and it's killing them. Now, heaviness is hard. Mothers deserve wisdom, and you need their wisdom. People ask me all the time. They say, you like older people, don't you? And I do. I do. And I want to tell you the main reason I really like older people. You know why? They've been there and done that, and they're wise. There's nothing against younger people. You know I like you too. But I'm not going to you for business decisions because you ain't been in business long enough to understand how business works. I want to go to someone who's been there and done that. I want to go to someone who has failed before and learned how to get back up. I like that. That's what I like so much about older people. And I'm comfortable with older people. I like their wisdom. It's great to sit down with older men and older ladies in our church. Ethel in the back. Ethel, I just called you an old lady. I'm sorry. It's not what I meant. But older ladies in our church. I call Ethel all the time. And it's not usually about anything very, very deep. I just like to know her opinion. I just like to know what she thinks about. And we don't always agree. But I love her wisdom. She always has a reason for how she feels how she feels. Now again, I may choose not to follow it. And I'm not saying you always have to follow that wisdom. Sometimes maybe I'm right and she's not. But it's good to get that wisdom from someone. Get it from your mother. There is no one in the world that cares more about you than your mother. You go to my mother today, there's no one in the world that wants Jeff Pritchard to succeed in life more than my mom. There's no one in my life more who wants to see me happily married than my mother. There's no one that wants to hear good reports about Stark Lake Baptist Church more than my mother. You know why? Because her sole existence for years and years and years and decades was me. So stop and get that wisdom that you desperately need in your life. If you're a young parent today and you're learning how to raise kids, talk to your mother about it. She knows a thing or two about raising them. She raised you. If you're trying to learn how to live tight, they lived in a different generation. They know how to be tight. Talk to them about how to live tight. They deserve that wisdom, and you need that wisdom. Our mothers should expect righteousness. Proverbs 23 says, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. The fifth thing our mother should respect is righteousness. A righteous child brings joy and gladness to their parents. You know why? A person that is righteous is living in the center of God's will. And as a mother always does, a mother worries about their child, and they know that they have this protection around them because that child is in the center of God's will. That's why they want you to be righteous. They're not interested in you being a leader in the church just to be a leader in the church. They're not interested in you being on the roll just to be on the roll. They don't really care about that. What they care about is you living a righteous life so that you're in the center of God's will and you have the protection of God and the protection of God for the rest of your family. And they deserve that righteousness from you. It's popular today to attack the church. It's popular today to attack Christianity. Anytime anything bad happens in Christianity, it gets on the front page. And folks, that's the world we live in, and you better learn to adjust and deal with it, unfortunately. But here's the thing. Righteousness is a decision that only you can make. You are the one that determines if you're going to live a righteous life. Even as your parent, I can't determine for my children if they're going to live a righteous life. If there was a switch you could flip, I'd flip it. If there was something you could buy to make them that way, I'd buy it. But guess what? I can't do that. All I can do is try to put in you things where when it comes your time to make those decisions, you'll make those decisions. But if you love your mother today, you owe her a righteous life. No mother would be sad if their children walked in truth. Amen? No mother cares how much money you have. No mother really cares about the job you have. If you've got a job that provides for your family and you're happy, your mother will be fine. But a mother deserves righteousness from you. Maybe there's someone here today. You're causing grief to your mom. I'm not preaching at you because I don't know who you are. So don't take it that way. Plus, I don't do that anyway. It's not my style. But I want to tell you, if the Lord's knocking on your heart's door and you are that person, if not for any other reason, get your heart right today out of love for your mom. The last thing, and I think it's just as important, and I think it sticks right into the heart of manhood. Our mothers should expect to be cared for. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 4 says, but if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home, and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Four verses down, chapter 5 and verse 8, it says, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and he is worse than an infidel. Parents deserve our care. I love my mother and father-in-law. I have a wonderful mother and father-in-law. I was blessed, and that is, let me tell you, when I married Kim, I got a package deal. I got Ben and Christina, and I got a good mother and father-in-law. My mother and father-in-law are starting to get older, because you know what's happening? I'm getting older, so they're getting older. She turned at the 83 yesterday, right? And Mr. Yeager will be 84. My parents are 10 years younger than Kim's parents are. So my parents are working in their mid-70s. Now, all four of them are in, and I got to thank the Lord for this, they're all four in pretty doggone good health. Some of them are in better health than I am. I mean, they're just in good health, and they've been blessed with good health. There's going to come a day, if the Lord tarries his coming, that Kim's parents are going to need help, and my parents are going to need help. And each set of our parents are different. My mother will have no problem whatsoever. If she needs to move in and live with me, she'll have no problem with that. I think my mother-in-law and my father-in-law would have no problem with doing that. My dad, oh boy, tying him down and getting him to do that, going to be a pain. But here's the deal. Me and Kim made this decision years and years and years ago when we bought our home. We have a mother-in-law quarters downstairs that Amy lives in. And we're confident that one of these decades, Amy will be married and she won't be in there any longer. You know who's going in there? It depends on who needs it first of any of the four. If Kim's mom needs to move in there, we're going to move her mom in there. If they both need to be in there, mom and dad, we can get them in there. And guess what? If they're taking that and my mom and dad need something, you know what we'll do? We'll build onto our house. We'll buy something and put it on the property. We'll do whatever needs to be done, because when we got married, we made up our mind, if our parents need us, we're going to take care of our family. Our parents, you know why? Because Miss Yeager deserves that respect. Because my mother deserves that respect. It's not Father's Day, or I'd throw my dad and Mr. Yeager into it too. Our mothers deserve to be cared for. And you know what? Caring for them is going to be a crimp in our style. It is. We're getting close to empty nest. And I got to tell you something. I think I'm going to deal with empty nest pretty doggone good. I do. I can watch TV in my underwear. I've never been able to do that in my entire married life. I've had kids. Soon as everybody's gone, don't come walking in my door. You're going to be surprised if you do. I can do that when everybody else has got to. I will. I think I'll be okay with, Jeff, I'm going shopping. You okay by yourself in that quiet house? Yeah, I'm good with it. So we'll get in this routine, and then what happened? Jeff, notice my mom's getting worse. Yep, been seeing it. And then there might come a time where she has to move in, and that's gonna be two strong women in the house instead of one. But here's the deal. We're going to do it because they deserve that honor. They deserve that respect, and they deserve to be cared for. My kids already know I do not want any of my kids taking care of me. I'm one of those weirdos that if you give him a big screen TV, send him to the nursing home with three meals a day, and a remote that works, because none of mine work, a remote that works, come see me once a week, I'll be all right. I'll make friends with everybody in that nursing home. I'll go to chapel in the nursing home. I can watch ball games. I'll leave that. I don't want anybody taking care of me. But here's what I know about every one of my kids. If I need to be taken care of, they'll take care of me. They will. Your mother needs to be taken care of, and I'm not here. You take care of your mom. Everything that's left after I'm gone goes to you after you take care of her. You make sure she's taken care of. She's earned that right because of the life that she lived and the sacrifice that she's made for you. Some of you today are struggling with that. It is biblical, and it is required of you to do what it takes to take care of them. Now listen, there are different levels of care that can be given. There comes a time when maybe you can't be the one that takes care of them. And don't you sit there and live in guilt when you get to that point. There may be a time when Kim and I said, Kim, look, this medically can't be done anymore. And we need to go to a nursing home, or we need to go somewhere. That happens. I'm not running from that idea or that concept either. But here's the deal. Our mothers deserve that care. I was eating with my mom Thursday. And my mother's in good health, but my mother, I don't know how to explain it. She's not fleet of foot anymore. And when you do stairs and you do different things and inclines, she's kind of shaky with it. And we were coming out of the restaurant we were at, and they have a ramp, and there was a handicapped man coming up the ramp. And he wasn't paying any attention to what he was doing. He should have waited till everybody came down, but here he comes. So he's got this ramp blocked. And there's steps down, and my dad said to my mom, he said, Jan, just wait. Just wait. And I said, well, we can go down the steps. And there's no make her do that. And I said, Mom, you want to go? She said, yes. So I said, let me go in front of you. And he got along. She joked. She said, well, if I stumble down these steps, you and me both are going to crash through that thing. I said, we're not going to crash through it. Just come on. And I walked in front of her, and I held her arm, and she got down these steps like this, and I know she likes to take a second to get her gear in the water, so I just talked to her, and then, you know, Sammy, you know, you see her. She walks off. And here's what hit me when we were doing it. My mother's getting older. I've never had to do that for my mom. But she needs it. She's got to be watched. She has her routine. And some of you have this. She goes to the beauty shop on Friday. She gets her hair done and she gets her nails done. And that's her thing. And she goes to church on Sunday and she goes on Wednesday. And she goes to Walmart on Saturday morning to do her grocery shopping because she doesn't like the crowd and she don't like to drive at night. All this stuff has changed through the years. Be understanding with your moms as they change. We were the only person in America that had Mother's Day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You just have to know my mom. She doesn't like the crowd. She didn't want to make it with COVID. She didn't want to be crammed on top of. And here's the real matter of fact, what I told Kim. She wants to get home before dark. She just don't want to be out doing all that. If that's your mom today and your mom has changed and they're different, go with the change out of respect and love for them where they still have an enjoyable life. It don't matter to me if we eat at 4, 5, 6, or 7, or if we eat at 4, 5, 6, and 7. I'm good with all of that. I know what happens when I eat at 4. I made sure I got extra because about 8 o'clock, I went into round number 2. Love your mother. Some of you that are younger, moms can irritate you, can't they? I told you one time a story about my mom breaking me and my girlfriend up. I called her from college. Back then, we didn't have cell phones, and we took turns in the dormitory, and at 10:45 at Tuesday, I had 15 minutes to talk to Vicky on the phone. So I go down to the payphone, and I call her, and she says, I got to tell you something. Your mother just called me, and I thought, what? She said, your mother just called me and told me flat out not to have nothing to do with you. I said, so I couldn't use the phone again until like Thursday, and I called my mom and said, Mom. You know, I talked to Vicky, and she said she talked to you. She said, well, I'm glad she told you. I said, well, you should have told me and let me go and do that, and you not. Here's the deal. Do you think I was happy with my mother that day? No. Do you think I was embarrassed? Yes. Do you think I called my dad on the next phone call and said, hey, would you keep Mom out of the business of getting in my relationships? Yes, I did. But here's what I know then, and I know now. My mother only did it because she thought it was right. And by the way, she was right on the money. That was not who I needed to be with. Now, mothers, I'm going to give you some friendly advice. Don't do that. Okay, don't. Right now, I'm thinking, what was she doing? You have something similar. Maybe you've had an argument with your mom, or maybe your mom says, get off the phone, or your mom says you can't have a phone, or your mom sets a curfew, or some of you, it's just your mom. And your mom's having to do everything. Remember that, by the way, if you're never, she's had to be mom and dad. Hard enough to be a mom, but be mom and dad's really, really hard. Obey her. So God will bless you. Honor her, because she deserves honor. Show respect. And guess what will happen? You know what Solomon said? You'll be the one that's blessed. You'll be the one that's blessed. The mother and dad that you have, God gave you. Honor your mom. One day there's going to come a day when you don't have your mom. And I can tell you right now in my life, it'll be serious adjustment, difficulty for me without my mom. I love talking to my mom because you know what? She's one of those people in my life I can talk to about anything and there's no agenda attached. If we want to talk about why Tennessee tomatoes taste better than Florida tomatoes, we'll do it. If we want to talk about the Orlando Magic, we're only two people left in this city that care about the Orlando Magic, but we'll talk about them. There's no agenda. I'm just calling to see how you're doing. She's calling to see how I'm doing. It's just two people that love each other just flat out shooting a bull. Kim will say to me, what'd y'all talk about? And I go, nothing really. And she'll go, what? Talked about the Magic. Talked about, you know, she's getting her hair done, getting her nails done, She ran into somebody at the beauty shop that we know, and Kim will be like, okay, I don't want to know anymore. I'm like, well, that's my 15-minute conversation with my mom. That's how it works. There'll be a day when I can't do it, and I'll miss every minute of it. That person will never be replaced. So if they're that valuable to you, treat them with respect. Lastly, I love the fact that we have Mother's Day, just like Thanksgiving. I love the fact that we call something Thanksgiving Day. But Thanksgiving, we're supposed to be thankful 365 days a year. Mother's Day is a day to honor moms, take them out to eat, get them a gift, yes. But what I want you to do is not worry about May the 9th. I want you to change your life on May the 10th, May the 11th, all the way through to May 9th of next year. I want you to change, if you need, I want you to change the way you are with your mom. Jesus had a special relationship with his mother. Think about it today. Now I'm getting emotional talking about it. Jesus is on the cross. This is what he says. All this nonsense going on around him. And he's done nothing, Randy. And he turns to the beloved and he says, take care of my mom. My mother is seeing this horrible thing. I know what's happening. And I know what I'm doing and my mother knows. But he told his best friend, go take care of my mom. Please take care of mom. Know why I said that? Jesus knew, his mother knew why he came to the earth. There's some songs written that really aggravate me when they talk about Mary, did you know? She knew. There's not a bit of doubt in this world Mary knew what Jesus came on this earth to do. Don't you ever question for one minute. It's in many songs when they talk about wondering if Mary knew what Jesus... 150% Mary knew what that child was sent her on the earth to do. But Jesus also knew this. Even though he knew that she knew what he was put here to do, he knew that the mother inside of her was dying. And in his human form, Jesus looks down and he says, he doesn't say, go take care of the preacher. He doesn't look down and say, hey, my apostles, go take care of my 12. It's not what Jesus says. Jesus says, take care of my mother. Are you taking care of your mother? We have people in this church that come home from their work and they go across the road and they go down the road and they spend the rest of their day taking care of their mother. And I have nothing but incredible, immense respect for a grown man that has a family of his own that still, every day, goes down there and takes care. And his mother is older and needy now. It's not like he just knocks on the door. She needs things, and he takes care of it. And I have as much respect for him as he sits in our building today as I do anyone that sits in this pew because of the way that he treats his mom. Do you love your mom? Say amen. Let me ask you this. Those of you that don't have your mom, help me today. Do you miss your mom? Say amen. Amen. You miss her, don't you? Those things that you loved about her, pass them down. Close with a story and I'm done. I'm grateful that my wife and my mother love each other, but my mother, for my birthday every year, fixes me a meal for my birthday that my wife will not fix for me. I don't know why, other than the fact that my blood sugar when I leave is at stroke level, or she don't like it, or whatever the deal is, but my mom will call me the week of my birthday and just say, now, when are you coming over for lunch? And I'll tell her, and she'll say, well, what do you want? And I always tell her, why do you ask me what I want? Same thing every year. She says, okay. Those of you that were in the military, you know what SOS is, don't you? Well, we call it, we have the Christian version, it's hamburger gravy. And I love it. And she makes me this pile of greasy hamburger gravy, macaroni and cheese, and brownies. And I eat until I can't eat anymore. And then she puts it in a container. And before I get home, I always take a fork with me. Because before I get home, I think I'm so full I can't stand it. And I'll go, you know, I want another bite or two of that. And then I look at it and I go, should I eat the brownie now so Kim doesn't know about the brownies and I can go in with the other and I need it later? Here's the deal. Kim knows us about this. She don't want me eating that. But let me tell you, as long as this old dude can make his way up those steps and can eat that every birthday, I'm going to eat it. You know why? Out of respect to my mom. And she knows better than to tell me I can't, because she'll tell me I can't on a bunch of stuff. But she knows better. Don't touch that. That is me and my mom's thing. One day my mom won't be here to be able to do that. And every birthday the rest of my life, I think, my birthday's not as good as it used to be because I don't have my hamburger gravy. And then somebody in my church, I know who they are, they'll call me and they'll say, I'm going to make you some hamburger gravy. And I'll smile and say, thank you, but here's the deal. It ain't going to taste like my mother's. It's not the same from my mom. Love your mom. Enjoy your mom. Enjoy your afternoon and your evening. With every head bowed and every eye closed, as we close with our hymn of invitation. You want to make your mother happy today? If you're here today and you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior, there is no mother in the world that wouldn't be the most ecstatic mom in this building would be someone whose son or daughter came to accept Jesus as their Savior. Now look, it's a holiday and this was a holiday sermon. Some of you here today, you need to redouble up on how you treat your mother. By the way, or grandmother or significant other lady in your life. We all know of these situations. We have them in our church and life. And you're who I'm preaching to. You fit right. You're in with the mother. So that's the same deal. Some of you teenagers here today and young adults. And by the way, some of you married and older. You disrespect your mom. You may say, Brother Jeff, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think my mother deserves that respect. She does. And say your mom's perfect. I didn't live your life. Your mom may not be like my mom. I get it. But you can honor her. You can respect her. And there's someone here today that needs to tighten up your relationship with your mom. I tell my girls something that I heard from another preacher in seminary. He said, if you got girls, he said, tell your girls this. When they get ready to marry, when they find this boy and they like this boy and it looks like it may be serious, he said, go find out how they treat the mother. He said, because let me tell you, how they treat the mother is how they're going to treat them. And I thought, boy, that's a pretty bold statement. And guess what? I've seen it true over and over and over again. Whatever the Lord would have you do today, let the Lord have a sweet way.